USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's frustrating for all of us, but he doesn't really give some forethought to some of the things he says on occasion, and that sometimes makes it harder for all of us.
That's Republican Representative Chris Stewart saying the president's shoot-from-the-hip style can sometimes wear even on Republican lawmakers. However, the Utah congressman saying that he is still willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt about some accusations, including that he may have revealed classified information to Russian officials. Though Stewart says he does have some questions.
If that information was revealed, or that someone that was in danger, then why? And how does the president justify that?
The White House denies a new report that claims President Trump asked FBI Director James Comey before he was fired to end a federal investigation into National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Comey claims in a memo that it happened during a White House meeting in February, a day before Flynn stepped down. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Dozens of people recovering this morning after a series of deadly tornadoes sweeps through a five-state area. The Twisters claiming two lives, one killed in Wisconsin, another died in Elk City in western Oklahoma.
Kim Jong-un is not afraid to fail in public.
The man who leads the United States Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris Jr., saying that recent military tests by North Korea indicate its program is getting closer to becoming a direct threat to the United States and many of its allies.
And every test he makes is a success because it takes North Korea one step closer to being able to deliver a nuclear-tipped missile anywhere in the world.
Its most recent successful test happened on Sunday morning when a ballistic missile flew over 400 miles before dropping into the sea. President Trump will visit Connecticut today for the first time since taking office, as he's the commencement speaker at the Coast Guard Academy. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A new study claims patients treated by older doctors are more likely to die. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Researchers at Harvard say people treated by doctors aged 60 or older have a noticeably higher chance of dying within a month compared to people treated by doctors younger than 40. The problem, according to researchers who surveyed nearly 750,000 patients, is that older doctors' medical skills might have fallen out of date. The study is published in the British Medical Journal.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis in a hospital after collapsing during a road race in Washington, D.C. this morning. The North Carolina lawmaker stricken while competing in a 3-mile charity run for the ACLI Capital Challenge. Emergency officials say the 57-year-old never lost consciousness, did not require CPR, but he was taken to a hospital. He's been in the Senate since 2015. A well-known Southern California-based burger chain is no longer America's favorite burger. Here's Jason Campidonia.
A recent poll says In-N-Out has been bumped to the number 2 spot on the list of America's favorite burger chains, and Five Guys Burgers and Fries has taken the lead. The 2017 study was based on input from more than 100,000 consumers. Five Guys is often referred to as the In-N-Out of the East Coast, and it's best known for its fresh-cut fries. Other burger joints on the top 10 list include Wendy's, Whataburger, Steak and Shake, and McDonald's.
We're online as well as the radio at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm going to talk to you about cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a type of theory or therapy that many counselors use. Counselors, social workers, psychiatrists, psychologists, many of us. And we are pretty well trained in this particular theory. What it actually stands for is the way we think, cognitive, and the way we behave, behavioral, affects the way we feel. It is something that I use all the time in my practice. And I find it to be very useful also in my personal life. So what we actually do is we talk about belief systems, how we think about things. One of the things that we can use is we could use the word schema, which is much more technical. It's, you know, sort of a theme in my life. Or mindset, sort of my belief system. It's the way my mind is set in this particular way of thinking and believing, and it has specific effects on my life. It affects my way I look at myself, and the way I have relationships with other people, and the way I view the world in general, and how I interact with all of that. We learn how to have these belief systems because either we are watching our parents and teachers and we pick up some of their belief systems, or we practice them in our own lives, and sometimes they get reinforced by things that happen, such as, oh, I don't know, let me think of something that might be a useful topic. I don't know. I'm going to always be fat. That's a mindset. So what am I? I'm always fat. Why? Because I'm always eating. Because I'm always going to be fat. And so I reinforce the belief system. A lot of times these belief systems can be unhealthy. Or they have been acquired because we have had some type of trauma in our life that has affected the way we look at the world. One of the best ways to think about this mindset, you know, we have, most all of us have heard this statement, you know, oh, you know, she sees the world or he sees the world through rose-colored glasses. Well, if you have ever worn rose-colored glasses, you will actually notice that the world looks brighter, the colors look brighter and more clear and more pronounced. And, oh my gosh, actually rose-colored glasses really affect the way things look. They're bright and cheery, and blue is more blue, and green is vibrant. And well, if I put on a gray pair of glasses, and even a sunny day looks blah. It doesn't necessarily distort the colors, they're just not nearly as vibrant. It's kind of like being depressed. But if I put glasses on that are blue, like a brilliant royal blue, it actually changes colors of things that I'm looking at. So if I look at a lemon, the lemon looks green. If I look at Yeah, you know, somebody needs to have post-it notes, those yellow post-it notes. It looks green. I might be thinking that I'm wearing a green top, but it's really yellow. Because the glasses, the color, is changing the way I perceive things. Now, do I say perception is, yes, you know, perception for me, yes. I mean, if I perceive a lemon is green, to me, it's green. It still doesn't mean that it's correct. And one of the ways that I can notice this is that I may be having trouble with things in my life. I may always have anxiety or depression or anger. Albert Ellis, which some of you may have known, I've talked about him in the past. He is one of the founding fathers of cognitive behavioral therapy. I was fortunate enough to actually have some education with him. I'm very grateful for that. And he said that we have three basic overall belief systems. Everything has to be perfect, and it's not okay to make a mistake. Everyone has to like me, love me, and approve of me. And life must be fair, easy, and hold guarantees. You see, what happens when we have these mindsets through these belief systems, it does really affect how we feel and how we behave. If we use this example, I will use it again. I'm driving. I think everybody should always, and these are key words, everybody should always use their blinker. That's perfection. Not okay to make a mistake. The guy in front of me, he turned left and didn't use his blinker. I now have road rage. I'm chasing him down the highway. I'm giving him the finger. I'm cursing at him. I'm flashing my lights. I'm out of control. Because everyone should always use their blinker when they turn. There's no room to make any kind of mistake. So there I am, filled with rage. I'm angry, and my behavior is out of control. So what cognitive behavioral therapy does is it gives us a tool to look at this and change it. I also had the good fortune of taking a course with Jeffrey Young. And he talks about schemas or life traps. Mindset. It's the way we view the world. And he says that we have 10 areas. I do think they kind of fall under the same umbrella, but 10 areas. There are a few that perpetuate anxiety and depression and anger. I believe that the world is a dangerous and terrible place. I'm always afraid that something bad is going to happen. I never know when the next shoe is going to drop. And if something bad's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. You know, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. See, these are mindsets. These are ways of believing, which is also a learned pessimism. I don't have any control of anything. I don't have any control of my future. Everything that happens to me is devastating. It's awful. Life sucks and people are terrible. And it doesn't matter how hard I try, I'm going to always fail. I'm going to always be disappointed. People always disappoint me. And you know what? I've gotten to the point where I don't even get mad. I just get even. And ultimately, you know what? Why should anything good happen to me anyway? I grew up with a really rough childhood. My parents were abusive. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm stupid. I'm never going to be happy. Nothing good ever happens to me. These are mindsets. These are ways that we look at life. Again, maybe I've had some trauma. Maybe I did have a rough childhood. These things are like, they're putting the glasses on. And now I'm viewing the world with these belief systems. I may also have a belief system or mindset, and this is also part of Jeffrey Young. You could look him up. Albert Ellis, you could look him up. Where I think I'm more special than you. I don't think the rules apply to me. There isn't anything that I do that's embarrassing. And if you are criticizing me, you're attacking me. And it's sort of that, you know, I don't get mad, I get even, I'm going to retaliate. Or maybe I don't even really know who I am. I have this up with clients all the time. What's your favorite color? I don't know. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? I don't know. What's your favorite holiday? I don't know. Where do you want to go to lunch? Wherever you want to go. Where you want to do? What do you want to do for vacation? Whatever you want to do. Oftentimes, these people believe they're going to be betrayed and abandoned. Nobody's ever here for me anyway. I'm all by myself. I'm the lone survivor. I'm not going to rely on anybody. Or I have to be perfect in everything I do. And there is that one that I talked about a little bit earlier. Even to the point where I might be emotionally numb and physically exhausted. Because the only way I have value is by what I do and how well I do it. Otherwise, just me being me, no value at all. And, you know, there's only one right way to do things, and that way is my way, or chances are it was the way I was taught growing up. Or I might have some unrealistic romantic expectations. You know, if you really love me, you're going to agree with me all the time, and we're never going to fight. I'm your number one priority all the time. There are no boundaries between us. You should be able to read my mind. You should be able to know what I need and want before even I do. These are unrealistic belief systems, mindsets. The way of looking at the world through distorted glasses. Sometimes I say to my clients, think of a funhouse mirror, you know, it's distorted. It's that wavy, distorted thing. If that's all I had growing up, if that's what I looked at all the time, then I would think that is reality. And when someone says, oh no, that's a distorted mirror, here's a real mirror, it's a flat mirror, I look at it and I go, oh no, that's really distorted. I don't look like that. I look like this one where I got the little head and the big shoulders and the teeny weeny little feet. And not only that, but, you know, my head could change shapes, you know. Another way of thinking is the feeling, the thinking of being a victim. You make me mad. I don't reach my goals because of you. You make me sick. You know, it's never my fault. I was always forced to do this. I'm not responsible for anything here in my life. As a matter of fact, I'm weak and I'm inferior and I'm damaged goods. And you want to keep me that way. You want to keep me that way. It keeps us stuck. That mindset keeps us stuck. Does it mean that I may have to work to get out of the hole that I'm in? Yeah, I may have to. However, I can work and get out of the hole that I'm in. And the tenth one, I can never do enough for other people. This is the codependency belief system. I need to be needed. I always have to focus on others or else I'm selfish. And I'm uncaring. I'm the martyr. I'm the one where you wipe your feet on. I'm so passive. And please, don't ever focus on me because something bad's going to happen. And I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to take a little commercial break and come back and talk a little bit more about cognitive behavioral therapy. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I use cognitive behavioral therapy all the time with my clients. So I will be back in just a few moments.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about cognitive behavioral therapy. And I started off talking a little bit about what it is. Okay, it's sort of a mindset. It's the way we're looking at life. It's like having glasses on that are coloring our view of the world. But they're belief systems. They create things like stress, anger, anxiety, depression. They affect the way we function in the world, the way we view relationships, the way we view ourselves, the way we view things that are happening to us in our lives, our ability to achieve and move forward. They're really habits of thinking, partially because we learned how to think that way, partially because we may have had some trauma that has caused us to think that way. Because something bad happened to us, we think other bad things are going to happen. And we may even have had a series of things. And we feel like a victim. We feel stuck. But cognitive behavioral... thing here that I keep hitting it, so you may hear that vibrate once in a while. I apologize for that. So anyway, cognitive behavioral therapy does give us a tool. It's a tool. One of the best things to notice when we are struggling with mindsets is to identify what is going on with us emotionally. Am I angry? Do I have painful emotions that are connected with certain problems or people from my past? Am I imagining myself talking to people and expressing painful feelings? Am I having a hard time focusing? Am I continuing to pick people in relationships that are unhealthy for me? Am I staying in unhealthy relationships, having a hard time moving out of them? Am I feeling responsible for others? Am I taking poor care of my health? Am I finding that I'm not sleeping, that I'm anxious, I'm worried all the time, I'm depressed, I don't eat well, or I'm overeating? So part of cognitive behavioral therapy really is about looking at yourself and noticing. Are there a lot of shoulds? And this is something that I say to my clients. Look at the shoulds. I should do this. You should do that. Or the shouldn'ts. That shouldn't be happening. Look at the absolutes. Okay. So the absolutes in our thinking. Everybody always. You people never. These are mindsets. These are cues or clues. I can't stand it. I can't stand it when this happens. And either I'm an awful person or you're an awful person. So we're awfulizing. This is a catastrophe. I can't stand it. This should never be. These are all indications that we have a particular problematic, mindset. I'll give you an example. This piece of equipment that's right here that's got the speaker attached to it shouldn't be right here because I keep hitting it. And whoever put it here is at fault for that. Okay? I'm really angry. How dare they do this to me and ruin my show? I don't know. You may not even hear me hit it. But that would be a mindset. Blaming other people. Saying it shouldn't be here. Getting into a point where I'm in a rage. Getting to a point where I do nothing but cry. Where I can't leave my own home because I'm so fearful. I may want to find out. I don't know, are some of these things a way I can get sympathy or attention? Because I'm acting out, I'm playing the role of a victim. I want you to come and rescue me. Is it something that I'm doing that's protecting me from my fears? Because I don't want to face them. I allow my fears to control me. Is it a way that I identify myself? I'm a fat and stupid person. Never going to amount to anything. Is it a way that I can avoid something? I don't want to take responsibility for my actions or the outcome. Maybe even it's the way that I prevent myself from remembering something that's been painful in my life. I don't have to think about it. So one of the things that can be really important is seeking out therapy. Of course, I'm going to say that I'm a therapist. But not all therapists are educated in cognitive behavioral therapy, so you're going to want to ask that question. What do you know about cognitive behavioral therapy? Is it something that you use in your practice? Very important. You know, you have the right to look for a counselor that's going to work for you. And of course, I'm going to promote licensed professional counselors because I am one and that's what I do. And I think we're the best educated in the field of counseling. I think that some people go to coaches, and I think coaching is a really important aspect of good mental health. But I think when we start talking about things from our past and belief systems that are getting in our way and what our barriers are, our self-talk, they can be helpful in some areas, such as moving our business forward like a business coach or helping us get into shape like a life coach. But I think there's times when a coach needs to refer someone to a counselor because the issues are deeper than just that. A career coach. Yeah, absolutely. I know I'm putting my plug in for licensed professional counselors. We are highly trained. Of course, you know, May is Mental Health Month. We are highly trained. We have supervision. We have to get 4,500 hours of supervision before we become a licensed professional counselor. That's like an internship. We have to pass a national exam and be proficient in 9 areas of therapy. group therapy, individual therapy, geriatric therapy. We have a governing board, a state governing board, so that if there's a problem, you can report me to the board and my license is revoked. I have a duty not to harm my clients. I must continue to have education. I must agree to follow the laws of my state and the ethics of my degree as a licensed professional counselor. I'm a member of a peer support group. So, licensed professional counselors are proficient in therapy. Are we coaches? Yeah, sometimes. I've been a career coach. I've been a motivational coach. I've done those things. Those are things that we get taught as counselors. But we do more therapy, a little more analytical. And cognitive behavioral therapy, getting back to that, is one of those things. So, again, there are things that we can do. Like I said, notice things like shoulds, musts, can't stand it, always, everybody, never, awful. Catastrophe. Are there catastrophes? Absolutely, there are catastrophes. You know, we have had floods in Arkansas. That's a, people's homes or people died. That's a catastrophe. Yes. My mindset can keep me stuck there. Or I can say, I can rebuild. I can get out of this mess. I'm going to set goals. So I'm going to take another little commercial break. We need to definitely give our sponsors their credit for helping us continue with the 100 in Chamber Radio. It's something that I've been doing now for probably over 5 years. I don't know however long they've been around. I've been pretty much doing this show. And my goal is to educate those of you that listen about good mental health. I don't call it mental illness. I like to say mental health. Looking at removing the stigma. There's such a stigma around going and getting counseling and therapy because we don't like those words. That's why people sometimes go to coaches because, you know, it makes me feel better. I'm going for coaching. I'm not going for counseling. I'm not going for therapy like there's something wrong with me. No, no. And here's the other thing that I think is really important. There doesn't have to be something, quote unquote, wrong with you. You don't have to necessarily be struggling with depression or anxiety or obsessive compulsive disorder or addiction. You can just say, you know what, I wanted to get a tune-up. I just want to check out, make sure my thinking is correct. That I'm doing the best in life. It's like, I have a choice. Can I go get my car and the oil changed and the tires rotated every couple of months or however frequently it needs to happen and keep my car in good working condition, or I can let it go until the point where my engine freezes and my tires fall off. My choice. That's part of what counseling can do. It can help you maintain a good, healthy lifestyle and good self-esteem. Healthy relationships. Okay, let me take that little break, and I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I also have a private practice here in Flemington. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. That's Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You can also go to my webpage, www.altarolecounselor.com. Net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. Leave a message, make a comment about the show, or if you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list. I do my best to get to you as soon as possible. I deal with all kinds of issues. I have been in the field of counseling for over 30 years now, so I am competent in areas of dealing with depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, couples counseling, post-traumatic stress, I think I said that, obsessive-compulsive, and addiction. Addiction issues tend to be one of the main focuses that I do. So if you're in early recovery, if you're looking to get into recovery, if you have a family member who is struggling with addiction, if you are struggling with codependency, if you are an adult child of dysfunction or alcoholism or addiction, please give me a call. Again, that's 908-237-2899. And again, please visit me on the web, www.altarolecounselor.net, and like me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So I've been talking today about how to change what we think and how it affects how we feel. It's cognitive behavioral therapy. I've suggested looking up a couple of different people. Albert Ellis is one of them. Jeffrey Young is another. Both of these therapists are groundbreaking in terms of cognitive behavioral therapy. There's also something called DBT, that's dialectic behavioral therapy, and it is very, very close to cognitive behavioral therapy, uses many of the same principles. One of the things that they have included is learning how to tolerate being uncomfortable. So it's addressing the I can't stand it. So learning how to tolerate being uncomfortable is really important because life generally can be and is uncomfortable, but it doesn't mean that it's always. See, there is that always uncomfortable. Even in a day where I've got some really heavy things going on, there can be things that I can say, you know what? Yes, it's a really heavy day today with issues in my life, but the sun's shining. It's a beautiful spring day. I can go for a 5-minute walk Or just even look out the window and just notice the sky. I can work on a gratitude list. I can learn to tolerate being uncomfortable. The other thing about dialectic cognitive therapy is that they do use some coaching techniques. In other words, they will call and check up and see how you're doing and making sure that you're very goal-oriented in your progress. And they also use a lot of mindfulness. And mindfulness is something that I use all the time in my practice. And mindfulness is where I basically focus, very focused, on the here and now. I might use some breathing techniques and just focus on my breathing. Just my inhale, my exhale. Do a body scan from my head to my feet, just sort of noticing what's going on. If I notice any tension, and think about when I breathe in, it's collecting the tension. When I breathe out, I relax and release the tension. So that's one aspect of doing some breathing that can cause some mindfulness. I'm getting focused. Or I use my five senses. So what do I see? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I hear? What do I feel? Okay, not emotion necessarily, but what do I feel? Okay, so like, you know, I don't know, maybe my feet hurt, or I feel the chair underneath where I'm sitting, or I feel the watch on my wrist. Okay, I can feel that. Okay. And I can use mindfulness in an everyday mundane activity like brushing my teeth. So I'm involved in an activity and I'm going to bring my mind to that activity, and I'm going to think about, what color is my toothbrush? What color is my toothpaste? What color is the sink? How many lights are in my bathroom? What does the toothpaste smell like? What does it feel like when I'm squeezing the toothpaste out of the toothpaste thing? What color is it? What smell does it have? What does it taste like? What do the bristles feel like on my mouth? How does my mouth feel as it's filling up with the foam from brushing my teeth? Is there water running? What does it sound like? Is it cool? Is it warm? Is it hot? Am I noticing any splashing? So I'm bringing myself, using my five senses, to the present moment and just focusing on brushing my teeth. Now here's the thing. Our minds can attach themselves to things. So as I'm brushing my teeth, I think, oh yes, now I'm going to use mouthwash. And oh, I'm out of mouthwash. Yeah, next time I go to the grocery store, I need to buy more mouthwash. And while I'm there, I got to get cat food. And I need to, now I'm making my grocery list. I am no longer present in the present moment. I need to tell myself to stop and bring myself back to what I'm doing. I might want to pick a particular word, like calm or relax, or something that might be spiritual, maybe a prayer, and just sit in a quiet place, close my eyes, do some deep breathing, relax my muscles, and just say that word. Sometimes I suggest to my client, what is your favorite color? My favorite color is green. So just think about green. Do this for 5 or 10 minutes every day. Another thing that I say to my clients all the time is to use the term, oh well, I can't stand it when. Oh well, not everybody uses their blinker. Cognitive behavioral therapy, way Albert Ellis has structured it. Okay, he says that there's an activating event. All right, the guy in front of me didn't use his blinker. It triggers my belief system. So you have to be responsible for my own belief system. Everybody should use their blinker, and I can't stand it when they don't. Which then means that I am now responsible for my actions, which is chasing him, Raid Roach, all of that, I changed my belief system by asking myself some questions. Is it logical that everybody should always? Don't people make mistakes? Can't I tolerate it when someone is not perfect? Is this really logical? Isn't it that I prefer everybody use their blinker? Can I actually tolerate it? I am tolerating it. It might be uncomfortable, but I have not died because someone didn't use their blinker. Now, some of you may say, oh, people have died because someone didn't use their blinker. Well, this is true. That may very well be the case. It's very easy to create globalization. That's the everybody always. I'm talking about me, the individual. I'm talking about you, the individual. If you're listening, and I am here talking, which I believe I am, I have not yet died from somebody not using a blinker. And I pray to God that doesn't happen. And it's not going to keep me off the road. And if somebody doesn't use their blinker, I don't think I'm going to end up with road rage. I might be frustrated. I mean, it doesn't mean that I don't have feelings. But they're not to the point where they immobilize me or create disturbance for me. I might want to give myself the opportunity to journal. Part of what journaling does is it gives me the opportunity to look at, it's like a mirror, look at what it is I'm thinking and how I'm responding, what are my belief systems. So I need to find a private place where I'm not going to be interrupted. And I'm going to write down my thoughts and my feelings of the event. I'm not going to think about the words I pick or my grammar or anything like that. I'm just going to write. And sometimes I may need to write something over and over again because it really can help with gaining insight and clarity. I may also want to write some positive things. Identify safe places in my life. Write a gratitude list so that we begin to create some kind of a balance. Ultimately, cognitive behavioral therapy, when we combine it with practices of relaxation, journaling, recognizing negativity, pessimism, victimhood, we can change these things. Okay? We can change them. We want to create a balance where we're doing things for ourselves every day. Pray, if that's something that you do. Meditate. Every day. Practice deep breathing. Listen to your thoughts. Observe your behavior. Notice if you are depressed or anxious. And ask yourself, what am I thinking? What am I afraid of? What am I sad about? I may have some unresolved issues around childhood experiences or trauma or grief. Or even things that have happened to us as adults. One of the things that we know with returning military is that cognitive behavioral therapy works best for them. It works best in helping relieve the symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Trauma. So if we grew up in a traumatic childhood, if we've had traumatic relationships, traumatic employment experiences, a traumatic illness, a traumatic car accident, we can use cognitive behavioral therapy as a tool to move forward. We can be much more proactive in our lives. By using our brain. And by healing our wounds as a consequence. So again, you can do a little research. Go online, look up cognitive behavioral therapy. You can look up dialectic behavioral therapy. You can look up Albert Ellis. You can look up Jeffrey Young and get more information about the topic of today. And you may find that it's very useful. And of course, you can always contact your local therapist, licensed behavioral counselor, to help you learn these tools. And there are many others, too, that as a counselor that we have at our fingertips. But this one tends to work the best. So I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and it has been my pleasure to bring this show to you, and I will be back next week. And if you have any concerns or questions, again, please, you can contact me through Facebook on Counselor's Chat. You can call me at 908-581-2277. Nope, wrong number. That's my cell phone, which is fine. It's a business phone. But 908-237-2899, 908-237-2899. Or you can also look up my webpage at www.altarolecounselor.net. So let's work at removing the stigma and get mentally healthy. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 86 degrees. We are expecting this afternoon to be sunny with a high near 90. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow, Thursday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Please be careful with this warm weather here in the spring because the air quality level is showing alert for high pollen. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. And it looks like it's going to start cooling off a little bit on the weekend, partly sunny Saturday with a high near 70. And the same for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 69.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There are some people out there who want to harm the president, but we have an obligation to carry out our oversight regardless of which party is in the White House.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to the media about the alleged memo where James Comey says the president asked him to back off on Michael Flynn.
The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has appropriately requested this memo. And I'm sure we're going to want to hear from Mr. Comey about why, if this